Balanced Breakfast, Saturday mornings at 6 on the Biz Radio Network.
My whole military career comes back to me. You always have contingency plans. You go into a battlefield situation, and 9 times out of 10, it's not what intelligence said it was going to be. And what do I do in those circumstances if the market is not the way that it's supposed to be at the time frame that I'm in it?
The Vince Rowe Weekend Show. No assembly required. No yard implements needed. Saturday mornings at 6 on the Biz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bar Talk. I'm Scott Boats. I'm a lawyer who helps families and individuals deal with conflict in family and probate court. Daphne, when I was a young lawyer, I was always afraid that, my God, I'm going to run out of cases. I'm not going to have any cases.
I'm still afraid of that, Scott. You're not afraid of running out of cases anymore?
Not so much. But the thing is, everyone takes care of me. And I'm not talking about, friends and colleagues. But, I mean, you and I, it's just our nature. We get into conflict. And, of course, most of my conflicts deal with family conflicts. So, you know, my daughter's bills are going to be paid because it just doesn't seem like there's a decreasing number of cases out there involving family conflict. Plus, look, we're the baby boom generation. There's an increasing number of us who are living deeply into incapacity. Powers of attorney, wills, living trust if you want them, or whatever the planning instrument is, or quite frankly, the fact scenarios, you know, the caregiver who suddenly has written himself or herself into the elderly person's estate plan, or you, for that matter, it doesn't have to be a care planner. It could be a CPA or a lawyer or anybody else.
How does that happen? That might be something our listeners really need to
Somebody's got to contact the lawyer, or these days pull up the form on legal blah blah dot blah blah. You know what I mean? The forms are out there. So that's why I suppose I have this flippancy in talking about, do I need a will, or do I need this aspect of my will? What I know, Daphne, is that and when I look back at my list of cases, the cases that have been best for me, or if you will, paying for my daughter's bills, those cases have been cases involving individuals who did, in fact, try to do their own appendectomy. And what I mean by that is they tried to do their own will, or they did try to do their own power of attorney based on something that a computer programmer may have developed on a website. If you want to do that, I understand.
And that's good for you, because that means in the end there's more litigation.
Well,
right?
Daphne, I want you to know that 2 weeks ago I did in fact rotate the tires on my own Lexus. All right, I can do some things myself.
I'm surprised
right.
at that.
I know, I understand that. And I'm sure many people are. But the thing is, I understand the inclination to try to save money. But all I'm telling you is that most of the cases that help people, lawyers, are the cases that. It's not that something is missing. It's that something was done wrong. And that's what we exist for. We exist partly to show courts something was done wrong, partly to exist, and we exist to pick apart things that were done, and it's easier to pick those things
apart. What kind of things are done wrong in those form wills that they get offline?
Well, everybody wants to get what they have to the right person. Or, for example, Wall Street Journal, and this is early... this year, it's actually September, the headline is, Who will mind mom? Who will take care of the elderly parent? And then the subheadline is, check her contract. And so what this story is about, it's about elderly people entering into contracts with family members, usually. A family member who will provide most of the care. Now, when I get the fact scenario that one child is favored over another, that tends to raise a little bit of a red flag, especially if that child was providing most of the care for the elderly parent. That's self-dealing or overreaching or some other fancy lawyer word that you might find in some original petition for tortious interference or that sort of thing. But the Wall Street Journal is talking about the fact that we're all getting older, we're living a lot longer, and quite frankly, we're living to points in life where we don't know what we're doing, or we don't know... We don't have the ability to be as critical in our judgment as we might otherwise be.
Well, certainly they're entitled, if they want to favor one child, to do that, right? I mean, you can give your assets away how you want to.
You can give your assets to your dog if you want to. But the thing is it really your will? Is it your desire? And so that's
one of the
matter,
things that goes wrong then. If they use a form, then they're not necessarily ensuring that it's really their will. Where if an attorney does it, they're going to have some sort of second judgment on the capacity of the testator.
Well, if people are interested in this notion, if people are interested in, getting it done right, yes. But if you're interested in the notion of building a layer of responsible people, at least you do have a professional there, I'd hate to use the word or the phrase, to go after in the event something goes wrong.
Oh, wait,
I don't
you
know
mean
that you can go after
insurance?
The computer programmer. But Daphne, yeah, we all have self-determination to a greater extent in this society than others. If, the guy in the wheelchair wants to hook up with Anna Nicole Smith and call her his wife, that's fine. Or if that matter, the kids of the famous baseball player want to fight over what happens with his head.
Well, you can certainly understand why someone would want to hook up with Anna Nicole Smith, right?
Or I mean, if the heirs of Newt Rockne, I guess these people are in their 70s. They're still taking offense because, the guy's been dug up and his femur's gone, but he's dead.
Looking down wondering about this.
We have self-determination, but the point is to try to get it done right. That's the essence of estate planning, is doing it right, and then the probate war evolves when it doesn't go right. This is Scott Boats. We're talking about probate wars here on Biz Radio. Call us at 877-777-7713. Thanks.
Scott Boats practices estate planning, probate, and family law, and he does it so differently than most lawyers.